Hiya, it's the team talk. I'm Jeff Sexton. Jurgen Klopp has just held his pre-Tottenham Hotspur press conference. Whether that game goes ahead or not remains to be seen, but we are going to react to the press conference anyway. And joining me to do that is Phil Blundell, Lizzie Doyle and Mike Bancoli. And there's a lot to talk about. There was more sort of COVID things, obviously, pertaining to COVID and the schedule and things like that from Jurgen Klopp. So we will get stuck into all that. We'll talk a bit about Trent Alexander-Arnold as well, just because I mainly want to just bask in the glory of that strike last night and a bit more of that sort of thing. And then Paul Dehaney is going to be coming up in the second part as part of our opposition view, and we'll do the usual team selections and score predictions in the third part of the show. But Phil, just again, mainly how good the manager speaks about all of this, really everything pertaining to COVID. It shows a balancing act that he's going through at the moment. We spoke about this on the show the other day, but it shows a balancing act he's going through at the moment in terms of, you know, his quotes coming out of this press conference where he's sort of saying, you know, I'm not against stopping the league, but I don't 100% see the benefit. And the problem with all of this, really, which the Premier League have created for themselves, is literally where do you fit the games in?
Yeah, he went towards the end. He sort of started talking about the Christmas schedule. He managed to get his dig in at the 26th and 28th things, didn't he? Which is his hobby horse, really, isn't it? Feels like every day in December, he's got to point out how mad it is that they play on the 26th and the 28th. But I think his general openness around everything and his sort of confusion as to why other teams aren't as open as he is quite good. I think he's just able to say, well, he said something like, well, if they've got a broken toe, I'll say they've got a broken toe. If they've got the flu, they've got the flu. And I'm just going to say it, and I don't really understand why other teams are so sort of hesitant to tell you exactly what's up. And I suppose there's someone like, oh, you know, they can't unveil people's medical records. But as he said, if you've got a broken toe, is on your medical record, isn't it? It's not like there's a special COVID medical record. I thought he's a bit weird. I thought in terms of he didn't seem to have any time for any of the questions whatsoever. I don't think, did he? Particularly the Trent one, when he was like, "You could have given me some advance notice, and I could have had a long think about this." He was there. Yeah, I mean, it's interesting if we actually even get to play the game, isn't it?